Again, with all our sensitivity, we open our heart, we open our senses. And whatever we feel, the physical realm, hearing, seeing, and so on, we open into, you can say, the ground of our being. That basic openness that allows for all of these phenomena, all of these experiences to arise. They are all real, so to speak, and at the same time, they're all simply appearing in mind. So let's come back to this spacious seeing of the nature of whatever arises. A spacious seeing is a relaxed knowing, a relaxed way of being aware without having to focus so precisely. It's more an intuitive seeing of just how it is. is a wide awareness, trusting the self-liberation of all mental phenomena. Whatever arises now is already changing as it arises. Experience continues, always changing. see that we don't settle in a convenient state of semi-awake, semi-drowsiness. Be wide awake, really awake. Dare to open your eyes in case you are drowsy. Straighten up the body. If you're restless, rather relax the body a little bit. Take an interest in being wide awake, fully present. I will show you a little pranayama exercise in order to clean out the drowsiness that some of you seem to be experiencing strongly. So, a little bit change for those who want to have a quiet meditation. One needs to be decided to meditate in clarity when one sits down in the morning. Right? I skipped the contemplations before. But definitely there is a clear yes to being fully aware and not half continuing with sleep. Okay? It's not like this. It's so good. This doesn't lead us anywhere. It's a waste of time. Okay? So, this is known all over the world since hundreds of years. You know, everybody is doing like this if they are not fully motivated. Yes? So, we have a little exercise. It's called the 9 cleansing breaths and the 3 retentions. That is helpful, and I will teach it to you so that you can apply it when needed. Yeah, when at home, when you notice this drowsiness, somehow I don't get it out of the system. Yes, it's a little bit difficult to show with the microphone on. Basically, it goes like this. I do the simple way, so because normally it goes with movements, yeah? But I do the simple way, closing the left nostril, breathing out through the right 3 times, you know? And we breathe out very long. Then we close the right nostril, breathe out through the left. Breathing is always through both. And then at the end it will be 3 times Breathing out through both nostrils, breathing in, breathing out again. And then we sit in the straightest posture that is possible for us. So normally what is advised is the 7-point posture, which for most people is a little difficult to take. Yeah, it's this posture. And for this, best is you can do lotus or half lotus, yeah? So then the legs won't slide, then the support here in the calves is the thighs. You can push your arms through like this. The elbows are pushed through so that one can hang with one's whole weight in there. And there's no muscle effort needed. It's only using the bone structure. But anyhow, this is only to end with, and then we hold what we call a vase breathing. We keep the air inside. We swallow a little bit if needed in order to store the energy in the lower part of the belly. Okay. You can do together with me the breathing. The breathing goes from the, as we breathe out, for example, I close the left nostril, I breathe out from the right, then my right fist is on the right knee and it opens as if I was breathing out through the 5 fingers of the right hand. It's like an exercise of the prana, whereas if the energy is going into the ground. And we do this in order to have all the, we are cleansing out all this clinging to, you know, to drowsiness, to past thoughts, to present thoughts, to future thoughts, you know, all of this completely, you know, the letting go of whatever holds us back in a kind of, you know, we do visualizations that all these veils in our mind, all of that leftover of the sleep, all of that goes out. So yes, I saw some of you are standing up. That's fine. We do it anyhow. We will do it. If I start teaching this to you, we will do it several times during the next day, so you will learn. So do as good as you can. We start with both hands on the knees. The thumbs are inside at the base of the ring finger, which folds in. The left hand strikes up, closes the left nostril. First we breathe in, then we breathe out the right nostril. Now both fists on the knees opening as we breathe out. Breathing in as we move into the posture, sitting as straight as possible, storing the breath below. Relaxing the posture, putting the fists on the knees and then breathing out. And then continuing a normal meditation, open mind. better. Again, with all our sensitivity, we open our heart, we open our senses. And whatever we feel in the physical realm, hearing, seeing, and so on, we open into, you can say, the ground of our being. That basic openness that allows for all of these phenomena, all of these experiences to arise. They are all real, so to speak, and at the same time, they're all simply appearing in mind. So let's come back to this spacious seeing of the nature of whatever arises. A spacious seeing is a relaxed knowing, a relaxed way of being aware without having to focus so precisely. It's more an intuitive seeing of just how it is. It is a wide awareness, trusting the self-liberation of all mental phenomena. Whatever arises now is already changing as it arises. Experience continues, always changing.